And welcome back to Watch Talk Across the Pond. We are your host. We have Dean from One to Watch.
Hello.
And we have Bill from Not a Watch Snob. That's me.
Hey, great to be back, mate. Was it last week or last couple of weeks?
It was last week. I had to go to a second job or a third job, whatever you want to call it.
You're putting that money in, mate, for the watches, aren't you?
I get to observe, and I also get to barter with watches. And I'm not talking just any watch. I'm talking Artemis Pagot, Patek Philippe. I'm talking the big doggies. Woof, woof.
It sounds the perfect job for you, Bill. That does. Definitely, yeah.
I handled so many cool watches. I handled a brick of gold, you know, like a bar. I've never heard of that before. That's cool.
Is that why I've seen lots of photos of you lately, dressed all smart? Is that for this new job? You have to go sort of with your suit and tie and waistcoat and everything?
It's funny how in England, dressing smart is a good thing. Dressing smart in America is like, fuck you. But I've been dressing, I guess, smart, as you would say.
I think you look cool, mate. You looked a little bit like American Psycho. When I said psycho, you thought I meant bait, you know, the British one, the knife guy, but... I meant, you know, the American Psycho, dressed up 80s.
But American Psycho is like the cousin of Norman Bates or something along those lines. If you notice, his name is Bateman.
Same name. It's the American version, yeah, something like that. Interesting. I did read the book years ago.
Is that British? The American, is Psycho a British film? I thought it was Stanley Kubrick.
That's a good question. I think I watched it like many, many years ago. Can't remember. It's Norman Bates, isn't it? He gets the old knife and does it slashing. I think it.
Either way, I don't want to be a woman killer. Either way, it doesn't matter if I'm Norman Bates or Stephen Bateman. I don't want to be a woman killer.
No, I was thinking of the you know, the way you're dressed. If you watch American Psycho. He wears all the top watches and suits and goes to all the best places and everything.
He's posh.
I think you'd like the lifestyle, but not the killing bit, obviously.
Who knows? Maybe I might like the killing. You never know.
Not the psycho bit, mate. So, and yeah, the other big thing is you're coming to visit in England, aren't you, in February?
I am. I got the plane tickets already. I've got the tickets.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I'm so excited.
And that's during my off term. So that's it. A couple of days in London. We can sort of visit all the posh watch shops and Royal Observatory and Science Museum. And we wanted to go to the Chris Ward showrooms because you want to buy a Chris Ward watch.
I don't want to buy one. I want to film a factory tour. I want to meet I want to meet Christopher Ward himself. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, remember, Christopher Ward is no longer part of the company.
Well, I'm going to meet Christopher Ward's son, whoever is now running the show.
I've met him all because I've been to the Christopher Ward get-togethers.
Oh. So
I'm just looking at my teeth. I've been eating chocolate. I can see like black teeth.
Look at my yellow minor in this blue light.
It's a good job. It's a podcast, isn't it? And not a video we're doing. I'm just like, I can only see it off my teeth. It's like I'm sort of ready for Halloween night or something. It's just weird.
Do you guys do Halloween over there?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, we have a Halloween thing going on, yeah.
I didn't know you guys. Did we take that from you? I thought we were Halloween people.
I think we got it from you. All the youngsters do the trick and treat, and that's come from America, that has definitely.
Really? Were you doing Halloween when you were a kid?
No, well, not much. No, I think it's come from you guys in the last 20 years or so. I think we did a bit, but not the trick and treat and all that sort of thing. I think that's come from you guys. So it's an American thing. It's what my mum said years ago. It's an American thing.
What are you dressing up as?
I did go to a party. I sort of dressed as a ghost, but it was rubbish because I had a head thing, so nobody knew who I was all the evening. If you go to a fancy dress party, don't cover your head because, like, people just don't know who you are.
That's a good thing.
Can be good, but
you can say whatever you want and then just pick someone you hate. Yeah, you can be like, oh, this was George.
And then people keep saying, who are you? Who are you sort of thing? You have to keep taking it out. They go, oh, it's you. It's just, oh, my God.
You're disappointed.
That was some years ago, yeah. So great. Yeah, looking forward to that, mate. A few days in London, a few days up here in Derbyshire, and perhaps a flyover to Wales for a couple of days.
You have to fly to Wales.
No, well, fly. Not actually fly.
Oh, it's like, oh, God.
Fly over in the car, mate. It's not that far. It's only about three and a half hours in the car.
How long is it from England to where you live?
London. From London to where we'll go on the train. It's really quick. It's only a couple of hours on the train.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's cheap and quick on the train now these days.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, train, couple of hours, about 2.5 hours perhaps. Just one change. If you get to Derby, and then you go from Derby to Matlock, and then put the bus to our house. And fly the car to go to Wales. Yeah, it's all there, mate. I'm going to plan it out. I'm excited. We plan London. We've got London planned, but I'll start planning the other bits. I've got some ideas, but I've had a busy week, really, to be honest. I had my vaccination, my CV19 jab yesterday. Lunchtime, and woke up this morning. I got very mild flu symptoms. I felt absolutely aching all over, and
You got to stop taking that bullshit.
Well, if you get it, you're not as bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you get it, you'll be fine. You're young, you're healthy. You climb rocks. No. Nothing's gonna happen to you. Yeah,
I'm not as young as you, buddy. I've had it once, and I hardly felt anything. That's the thing, isn't it? I've had flu as well. I've had flu jab.
Exactly.
CV19 jab.
You are a strong man. You know that. You're a strong fighter. You're not going to get sick and die.
I know. Well, I'm just going with the flow, mate. And then, it helps if you want to travel around in bits and pieces. So.
That's true. That is true.
Cool. So I think we have got an absolute golden topic today.
110%.
Absolute golden. And we only caught up with this in the last couple of hours. We've had you've had no chance, so you must have these in your head. You've had no research time because this is coming from work.
Off the cuff, off the dome.
So we're doing a one watch collection at different price ranges. We're going to do £500. So up to £500, which is the same as dollars, isn't it? Up to $1,000 stroke pounds, up to $3,000 stroke pounds, and up to $5,000 stroke pounds. How far we get. We can always, if we don't get them all done, we can always have a part two, and we can perhaps put a 10,000 in as well for some luxury watches.
Mine are the pre-owned prices. I hope you're okay with that.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go for these sort of new prices, but it could sort of throw a bit of something else in there as well, definitely.
Okay, because I only buy pre-owned. I don't really buy new.
Yeah, it just depends with me. Yeah, maybe the cheaper watches. It just depends. Quite often do go new ones, in all fairness. So, yeah, cool. Wow. Let me just ask you a couple of questions first. Would you sell all your watches and go down to just one watch? How would you feel about doing that?
I would sell every single watch except for my Rolex. And the only reason why the Rolex is exactly my dad and I. It's a lot of good memories. If I ever lost my dad, that'd be something I remember him by.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
so obviously that. I mean, my cocktail time was Valentine's gift of Caroline a few years ago when we first met. So I think I'd have to keep that one. We bought each other the cocktail time, Seiko cocktail time.
That's cute.
So obviously they'd have to keep that one. So yeah, we'd just keep that. But but one of a watch. Would you do that? Would you just keep Rolex and then buy one and then sell everything else?
I would. I'd have no problem doing that. I did it before. If you remember my collection, used to have Breitling, Bell and Ross. Remember it used to have all those great, great timepieces.
You did.
And I flipped them and sold them.
Yeah, yeah. And you were talking about doing it again recently, weren't you?
At one point in my life recently, I wanted to just get rid of everything and just go for just one watch. But
yeah.
The thing is, you're right, though. It's really hard to nail down just one watch because even though I wear one watch for like 2 weeks at a time and forget all about it, and then it is good to switch it up with your wardrobe. For example, I have a pink watch that's very pink. I wear it when I wear a nice bright pink tie.
Yeah, yeah.
My friends call me Dick Sharp. You ever heard of that before?
No.
Me neither.
I think American Psycho, though, it's definitely, you're making me think more all the time, mate.
Asshole.
No, probably gold. We probably wear gold watches, an expensive one.
I want to be Ari Gold. You know who that is? Ari Gold from Entourage. You got to watch the show Entourage.
No, I'm making it.
Successful businessman.
I'll make a note of that.
He's
yeah.
he's an asshole, but he's not an American Psycho asshole. He's like, fuck you, I want to do what I want to do, you know?
American Psycho is just more psycho than that, definitely.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, I mean, I think it'd be an interesting thing. I do like different watches for different activities, different sort of clothes you're wearing and things. So I'd find it quite hard to do, I must admit.
Do you have a thing where, for example, I'll be looking at my watch collection and sometimes before I get dressed, I'll go, do I really want to set up an automatic watch right now? I have to shake twist it, and I just go right for a quartz. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, well, it's only recently that I've actually got a couple of quartz. I've actually got a couple of the Boulder Mecha Quartz.
Mm.
I've got the field. They've got the Panda Field Medic, which is pretty new. And then I've actually got one of their sort of racing sort of ones, which is grey and yellow, a little bit different. I've actually got it on yellow strap, a yellow racing strap, which is very unusual. But it works on it. So, yeah, and I must admit, it is quite nice sometimes. Yeah, I have not a lot, but once, twice. I try and get my watch ready the night before, like if I'm at work the next day.
Ah.
I get it ready the night before, but I decide what I'm going to wear. I match my watch to my clothes and then get it all, you know, set time-wise and wind it ready to go next day.
Mm.
So, but yeah, I mean, on the odd occasion when I'm not, you know, just doing something casual and I might just think, oh, you know, I'm off for a power, I say power walk because I can't run because I've still got a knackered ankle. If I'm off for a power walk, I'll just grab my Mecha Quartz. It's got the little timer on it and everything because it's a chronograph. So yeah, definitely. One more question before we do the wrist check. So if you were going to go down to one watch, what price range would you go for? What would you actually pay for your one watch?
I'd have to pay a steep price range. I wouldn't get like a Seiko, no offense. But like I would totally go for something big. I don't even know, man. Yeah. Like maybe Ulysses Narden.
Yeah. Oh, God. You know what? When I was at the watch time the other week, I was helping out the Boulder store, and there was one of the Jason, one of the Boulder, you know, like communicate quite a lot on the Facebook page and everything. Mm-hmm. He was there with his brother. So Jason was wearing a Boulder watch. His brother had got what you just said is Ulysses Nardine watch on. Flipping it, man. That watch was so nice.
They're so sexy.
That was, so he actually let me try on. I'm thinking, how quick can I run? I think, oh, I've got a bad ankle. I can't run at the minute. But honestly, that was, you know, pretty much the best watch I saw all day, actually. I saw a couple of Rolex or Panerai. But I think that it was this Nardine that he had. I can't think of his name, but Jason's brother had on. Was
the Freak?
It wasn't the Freak.
No.
It wasn't the Freak. But it was... I don't know which one it was. It's not one I've seen before, but it was just so good.
It's something about, like, you know, Rolex is great, but anybody, like, you see them quite frequently, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
it's common.
It's a common
a million
watch.
A year, they make a million a year.
It's the Seiko of high-end watches, if you think about it. You know, you see them everywhere. Whereas, like, Ulysses Narden, you got to be a fucking collector to know that watch.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know? Oh, it's so cool. So cool. Yeah, no, great watch. So, yeah, I think when you sold all your watches, you'd have quite a bit of money anyway, Bill. So you could, you know, bank a little bit and then still spend quite a lot.
When I had sold my previous collection, I think I sold it for upwards of maybe 10 grand.
Yeah, so
all of them,
a lot of them. You'd probably be looking for about, you know, 8 to 10 grand then maybe.
Which wouldn't be bad. Yeah. A pre-owned Ulysses Narden, I could get something along those lines, you know.
Yeah. I think I'd go 3 to 5 grand currently if I sold my collection. I think.
Oh, currently I'd get $200. I have nothing right now, but yeah, if I kept the Rolex and sold everything, I'd probably get maybe less than two.
You got a bit. You bank the money, haven't you, mate? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's do a wrist check. Come on, Bill. What have you got on?
Of course, but I got one question before I take off my watch. I'm going to be taking it off while I ask this question. When you say baths in England, do you literally mean baths or do you mean showers?
We say what? Baths.
Like, I'm going to go take a bath. Do you literally mean a bath?
We mean like a bath, thing you sit in.
Really? You don't have showers over there?
No, we do. We say a shower.
Oh, you have a shower head, though? You have a shower?
Yeah. We have separate shower, separate bath. Some people have one or the other. Most people have a bath and a shower over here.
My biggest fear was taking a bath. I'd never taken a bath, like an actual bath to bath.
Oh, God, really? It's so nice. Oh. Especially when it's cold, you know, like winter. When you come over in February, it'll be pretty wet and cold here. So baths are beautiful, mate.
Oh, sitting in your own filth, you animals, you British, you body.
You got to try it. Be British for a week.
Disgusting.
Embrace your Britishness.
Oh, no, no, fuck that. Thank God my answers is left.
Oh, it's the Hamilton. It's the Elvis Presley. Ventura, Elvis Presley watch. Brilliant. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, it's nice. How about you?
Is it a quartz? Is that a quartz or automatic one?
That's the very first battery operated watch ever produced in the world. Yep.
Yeah. Great watch. If you got them on, you've got style. Hmm. And everyone admires that Ventura. I think it's the Elvis Presley thing as well, isn't it? A little bit. Connection.
Truthfully, I think it's the innovation. You know, it's like one of those watches that it's so funky in design that it catches your eye. It doesn't matter if you like watches or not. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's different, isn't it? So, yeah, it's cool.
One quick story about this watch is I was selling a guy a car, and he looks at my wrist and he goes, "What the fuck is that?" I go, "This is a Hamilton Ventura." I started talking about the watch, and you know how I get excited about watches. He goes, $500. I'll buy that watch off you right now."
Wow.
I go. I'd have to ask six. He goes, $500 cash. I have it on me right now. I'll buy that watch from you." Takes out $500 and puts it on the table.
Yeah,
so here we are talking about the car, and I'm sitting there looking at the $500 going, I really want that. And I didn't fold, but I almost sold this off.
Oh man. If you could have picked a new one up for say 400, you'd have been right, they made 100, wouldn't you?
Well, I only bought this for like three.
Yeah, yeah. But they've gone up. They've gone up a lot. Watches have just gone up a lot, haven't they? So
yeah,
that sounds why? Right.
The recession's shitty.
No, it's just luxury goods like watches have gone up a lot, mate. Well, so are you ready for it? I don't want to take it off, really. No. It's bronze.
That's
bronze. A bronze,
huh?
It's bronze. And I love bronze. I so love bronze. I've missed out on this one. I'm now going to, you know, bronze is going to feature in my collection, bronze watches.
Are you going to patina it at all?
It is fairly patina. So it's not mine. I've got two of these, actually. They're on loan from a friend.
Mm.
And... This has got the brown face and the brown rubber strap, which fits absolutely beautifully. It's a Boulder.
Ah.
Yeah. It's Boulder Odyssey.
If you were to buy one, would you patina it yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Or do it naturally.
Patina it naturally. Just wear it and let it go.
Oh, naturally. Oh, yeah, yeah. I would do it the non-natural way. Take some vinegar and shit.
Oh, no, no. No, I just do it. You know, just let it happen over time. I think this is just nice. This is a bit patinaed. It's not like shining. And then the other one, which I must admit, I can't grab that easily, is it's got a black strap. It's got a black dial with a white chapter ring, but it's got gold around the indices and gold hands and everything. That looks good. The other one's got the Swiss movement. This has got the Seiko movement.
Now, my question, could you polish it back to its original glory?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't, because I think it looks superb like that.
Yeah, it does.
No, it's patinaed. Like I think it's just superb. I always thought if I got a bronze watch, I'd be obsessed with keeping it shiny and nice. But I tell you what, it looks absolutely great like that. And I really like, because I don't mind I quite like the feel of every watch. I like all weight watches, to be honest, in sizes. And I really like bronze. It's just so different to just having a silver-looking watch, you know what I mean?
It's silver-looking, huh?
No, I know. Rob, you know, because I wear silver watches all the time.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Case
yeah.
watches. That this just looks so different. And I think it feels so nice against your skin and everything. And it's also got that sort of like, it's a really good old material that people used to use.
Yeah, industrial.
You know, thousands of years ago, and you know, Bronze Age man and all. There's just something about bronze. It's just great. It's primitive.
I'm sure when people mentioned the Bronze Age, they weren't thinking about watches. But yeah, no,
no. But it's so good, and I've stayed away from them. I listened to a podcast a few years back and saying, "Oh, they get bashed easy, and bronze is not a good material." And I listened to it, and now I'm so regretting it. I will say they are fantastic. I love bronze watches now. I've joined all the Facebook groups for bronze.
Does it bash easily?
I haven't bashed it. It's big as well. It's a big watch. You can see.
Yeah, it's a monster.
It doesn't look that big, but it's 17 mil thick.
It looks
it's
quite
45
big.
And a half.
Yeah, it looks quite big on you. What do you have, a 6.5 wrist?
No, 7.25.
Really? You're a man. I got 6.5.
You go, lost weight. You lost weight. I'm 7.25 still. I'm 7.25, mate.
You're only 10 pounds. I mean, you're only 10 stones, right?
Well, I'm a bit more than that. I've put weight on as well. I think I'm a bit more inactive at the minute since I've done the ankling again. You know, I told you, fell off a climb. So, and
you knackered it. Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad, man.
Mm.
I can't wait to have jacket potatoes. I'm so happy about jacket potatoes.
Oh, yeah, we call them that, or we call them baked. I think people call them baked these days. Jacket's quite an old English term.
Oh, like, really? More,
you know, when I was a kid, we used to call them jacket potatoes, but I think baked potatoes for a long time.
So mad about that. Why'd you guys change on me?
Yeah. I've been watching. If you asked a sort of, you know, 20-year-old, if you said, should we have jacket potatoes? They wouldn't know who we're talking about.
Really?
I wouldn't have thought.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's like we, you know, you call it the cinema. When I was younger, we used to call it the pictures. But if I said that to my students who were about 16, 17, 18 years old, if I said, is anyone going to the pictures later? They'd look at me going, they wouldn't know what I was talking about.
It's weird, you know, because, you know, I've been watching Top Gear, and they call it nothing but jack of potatoes. I'm thinking it's something new that I never heard. It's literally just a baked potato. But
Jeremy Clarkson he went to school quite close to where I used to live, Repton. He's quite old. He's like just about in his early 60s now, isn't he? He's not a spring chicken, is he anymore?
Do you find him to be an asshole?
I couldn't possibly say.
I think he's so funny in like the most dickish way. It's hysterical.
Yeah, I can sort of take or leave him in some ways. But I do like Top Gear. I love cars. I absolutely love cars.
Of course.
And love Top Gear. Aston Martin, man, that's what you want. Aston Martin, so British car.
There's a place literally I could walk to. It's literally like two, not even like a house up. And it only sells cars that were in James Bond movies.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
So it's called the Bond Group, and it literally has an Aston Martin that was in James Bond. Yeah. It has the friggin' old, you know, BMW, whatever the hell was in James Bond. It has that type of car in there.
Perfect. Yeah, so that sounds like a good guy. You should work for them, mate. Your posh watch shop and your posh car shop. Yeah.
One car a year. Brilliant. One car a year.
Hey, mate, we got to get on. We don't want to lose our listeners.
I'm sorry, mate.
We spent 2 years building our listeners up, and we don't want to lose them. Okay, guys, we're going on to the watches now. We're about to say that. Okay, so one watch collection will start with under £500. Have you got just one, or are you going to name a few for under 500? What's your thought?
Alpina.
Oh, yeah, Alpina. You like that brand, don't you? You think they're good quality for the money and everything.
Quality, not that expensive. Mm-hmm. Great, great straps. Fantastic look, fantastic movements.
Yeah, yeah.
Really outdo themselves. Everything down to the watch box is perfect, in my opinion.
I like it. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good start. Yeah. Any of ones you've got? And then you can pick one if you pick more than one. Do you want to just go one? Or
Hamilton,
yeah. The khaki field, whatever it's called.
Seriously, Hamilton. Even the khaki, X wings or whatever you want to call them, are well under the $500 price range.
They're a good price. They look good. I've tried a few on, and they seem to fit really nicely.
Great history, which I like. A lot of history in those watches.
Definitely, yeah. A lot of bang for your buck with them. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Another one would be possibly. Another one could be Invicta.
Oh.
You want to know why?
Go on.
Because that always strikes a chord with you, and it makes you want to get into more watches when you buy one. That's a perfect watch. It starts every man. I'd say 50% of Americans started collecting watches because they bought an Invicta. I'm gonna make up that statistic, but I would say a huge majority of people.
I'm sure it's true. I just don't think they're. Anyone's got an over here in England. If you're going to see any in England,
I'm bringing
it. It's a bit of an American sort of thing, isn't it?
It is. It's sort of gaudy.
Say again.
It's gaudy. That's why America. Yeah, yeah. We're always about showing our wealth, right?
I think people over here probably start with Seikos and things like that.
Hmm.
A Timex, maybe in the past. I don't know.
Which is weird that Timex is big over there, because that's such an American brand. It's
well, remember they were in Scotland. They were based in Scotland for quite a number of years in the 80s.
Yeah, but that they were based there, but they were always born in America.
Well, they are an American company, but they were manufacturing them and selling them in Scotland for quite some time, weren't they?
Mm, that's probably why then.
Yeah,
well, that's, you know how Timex got its name, right?
Go on.
Time magazine and Kleenex tissues.
Ah, okay.
Timex.
Yeah.
How American does that get? Time magazine and Kleenex? Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's, I grant you that. Right, shall I throw a few out then? We better decide.
By all
one,
means,
one each or one between us. So, here's one for you. Bulova Lunar Pilot.
Ooh, solid.
Back of the net. So there's one for a start. And then, sorry, but can I apologise to the next three before I start saying these, Bill, for you?
No apologies.
Seiko 5 Sports GMT.
Fuck yourself.
Oh, man. That's a masterpiece.
Ugh.
To me, that is a masterpiece.
Rubbish band, rubbish case, rubbish finishings.
For the money, mate, it's a masterpiece. Seiko Speed Timer, the Panda. Seikona, like the Daytona, but the Seikona.
And it's got
It's solar, isn't it? Solar powered.
See, solar watches are definitely great bang for your buck because I literally have a solar watch. I've never serviced it, never need to do anything. You put it under the sun for 30 minutes, you're good.
Yeah, they take up to 6 months power on board. So if you're fully charged up, you've got 6 months.
On natural and artificial light, we got 9 minutes. Natural and artificial light. Well, we can keep going because we haven't even got to the watches. But those are great watches. But they stole that from, you know who they stole that from? Citizen,
I don't doubt it. And then the other one is the King Samurai. Because I know you did like the Samurai, but the King Samurai has got the
Hardlex crystal.
No, not the Hardlex. The one that most watches have the sapphire crystal.
Sapphire.
Yeah. I got there in the end. What are you going for then, Bill? You got to have one. You can only have one. One watch.
I would say Alpina, hands down.
It's got to be a one watch.
Great quality. Oh, if I only had one watch, Alpina, hands down.
Alpina. Okay.
You can get dress and quality.
I'm torn here between the Bulova Lunar Pilot and the Seiko 5 Sports GMT. To be honest.
See, the problem with those two, not problem, but per se, but the hard choice is Lunar Pilot is such a field watch. You can't really dress it up. It doesn't really mesh well with dressing up.
Well, it's a pilot watch, really, isn't it? It's a sort of pilot, spacey pilot watch.
It looks so fieldy. It looks so field and tooly. It doesn't really look like classy and elegant. Whereas Seiko 5 has a lot of great choices where you can get a field watch or you can get a dress watch or you can get whatever.
Well, I'm thinking particularly for the GMT, which is £400, so that's close to your 500. So you get a bit more for your money. So, a tough pick between those two, to be totally honest.
Better quality movement in the Bulova, though.
Mm.
Way better quality movement.
It is a good sort of accurate win about 10 seconds a year.
Isn't that the one that they used in all of the Hawk, whatever you call those planes? You know what I'm talking about? Those fucking Nighthawks or whatever
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the movements they used in their instruments.
I would think so. Yeah, really torn between those two, and I've had both. I've currently got the Seiko 5 Sport, but as a one watch, it's difficult. It's difficult. Do you know what? I'm going to go for the Seiko 5 Sport GMT.
Good choice. I'd agree with you on that one.
I'm going to go for that one there. Just edges it over the Bulova Luna. Okay. So under 1,000, we might need just about get time for this, Bill, today. So shall I go first this time?
Yeah, you go first.
So the new Boulder Odyssey Freediver GMT, which is a real GMT. Yeah, not a caller, it's a traveler GMT. And it's got a translucent dial and it's quite thin. For the bolder sort of watches of its style, it's 300 meter water resistant, so that's a good all-round watch. You could wear it in the sea for for water sports. It could track a second time zone. So I think that's a particularly good one. Also, the Seiko Prospex 62 Mass, such as the SPB-143. Mm. And the other one I quite like is the Doxa Sub 200, which I think you might like that one. And then Christopher Ward, Sealander. Yes. They do a bronze, a Cosc bronze for under 1,000. Mm-hmm. And they do a C60 bronze Umbra green Cosc limited edition for under 1,000.
Not bad at all. Christopher Ward was on my list as well for under 1,000.
So I don't. You tell me yours and I've got to decide between them. It's a real close one with all those watches, I will say, in that category.
I would definitely say that Longines.
Yeah.
Not a bad choice right there.
Mm, good.
You get
good
a Tag brand. Heuer for not a bad for under a grand.
Can you?
Aqua Racer pre-owned.
Oh, yeah. Quartz one.
Yeah, of course. Pre-owned.
Yeah, Quartz.
Even the older like automatics. Mine was $800 bucks.
Yeah, I've got them in the under 3,000 category. The tags, the automatic.
Really?
Tags,
no. I'm talking pre-owned prices though, because I only buy pre-owned.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You could get a Bombe et Messier, however you want to say that. Bombe et Messier.
Don't know that one.
Bombe, I can't pronounce. Bombe.
Oh, Bombe, yeah, Bombe.
Bombe et Messier.
Yeah.
Fuck the French words. And how about the Sigma Design?
Oh, yeah, that. But you said that was hard to read, didn't you, last week?
Vastly hard to read, but you know what? So it's still a beautiful watch.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with that because it is nice. If you only had one watch, it'd be nice to tell the time with it.
We got cell phones.
It's kind of missing something important, isn't it? So what are you going for then? What are you going for?
I think I might just take Christopher Ward only because it's automatic. It's an ETA movement. It's nice. I wouldn't take the ones with the... Oh, by the way, I bought one and it has the horrible wording. I wouldn't take the ones with the horrible wording.
No, not the wordmark logo thing.
They're changing it to just the logo, like the cross logo.
And it's at 12 o'clock, isn't it? It's the Swiss and British and English flag.
Is that
but
what
it's
that
at
is?
12 o'clock as well. It hasn't got a man's name in on it and things. So, no. I think it's okay. It works.
It's all right, yeah. But there's this one that I saw online that I almost bought that was like a black and orange. I'd probably take that one.
Yeah. I mean, if I was going to take one of the Chris Wards, I might be tempted to go for the bronze Umbra green Cosc limited edition diver
watch.
That's
just because you like your bronze watches these days.
I'm now a bronze fanatic.
You're a bronzy.
I've joined all the bronze Facebook groups. Yeah.
You're a brony.
I think I'm going to put my net, I'm going to pre-order the Boulder Odyssey Freediver GMT, but that's the one with the true GMT movement.
Yeah, but what's the movement? Where's it from?
It's Citizen. Yeah. I think Citizen, is it? It's the Citizen GMT.
What are you really paying for in that, though? What are you actually paying for other than...
Well, it's got a lot. It's got 300 meter water resistance. It's sapphire crystal. It's ceramic.
Oh, ceramic's nice.
It's just got a lot. And Citizen's a good movement. I prefer like Seiko, Citizen, them sort of movements. I'm not all that big on Swiss movements. Don't think they're reliable. I don't think they're as reliable as Japanese movements, personally.
You don't think so, huh?
I prefer a Japanese movement. I think it's finding more reliable.
You don't think they're too mass-produced, though?
No, not at all. I think the Swiss ones are more mass-produced, to be honest. I think you'll find. I'd probably go for the bronze Umbra. The Boulder Odyssey, I'm probably going to order. Do you know why I'm not ordering it at the minute? I'm actually waiting for... sort of politics at the minute over here is pretty interesting. I'm hoping things stabilize a little bit on the financial side, and the pound gains a bit more on the dollar, which actually will send the price of that down by 50, 60, 70 quid. So
how
I'm hoping that because it doesn't come out to December. So I think if we wait a few weeks, that the pound cannot get any worse against the dollar, that I might get it about 60, 70 pounds cheaper, hopefully.
I'm going to be broke when I go to England, huh? When I exchange my money, it's going to be piss.
Yeah. So I don't know, really. The Seiko 62 Mass is the Doxa. I've always been interested in Doxa Sub 200 as well.
Doxa's not bad.
One.
Yeah, Doxa's not bad.
Oh, what would I go with? I think I've got to go for a bowl. I think it's one I'm gonna high likely order pretty soon anyway. So I might as well just go with the Boulder Odyssey Freeze Iver GMT because that's one I'm ordering soon anyway.
Okay, that's fair.
So I might as well just go with what I'm ordering because I could have ordered a Doxa, but my mind's already made. I want to go for that Boulder anyway. So
that's fair. That's fair.
Cool. Do you know what?
We should cancel this and go to the next one.
I think we're going to have to wrap up on under 500, under 1,000 because we're running out of time, and then do a part two.
Okay.
As soon as we can, and do under 3,000 and under 5,000. I've got some really interesting ones in this category, including one that I tried on. Did I show you one I tried on a few days ago?
Was it called Tudor?
No.
No.
It was a Breitling. Can you remember? Did I send you a picture of that?
You did. I do. And it was it the Super Ocean?
It was. And it was 1,000 meters with helium escape valve and everything. And
which is 10,000 feet, right?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, beautiful. But they also do a 500 meter. But anyway, so that's a little preview of one of the watches under 3,000. And got plenty more to go. Right, buddy, we'd better wrap this up. So, well, it's great talking to you again, Bill. And I think we come up with some great choices there. Well, and it's so hard. And no doubt we've missed some. So it'd be great to hear from our ever-increasing audience of listeners. And, well, this was Watch Talk Across the Pond. I'm Dean from One to Watch.
And I'm Bill from Not a Watch.
Instagram. And you are?
Not a Watch.